Welcome back to More Than Money on 770 CHQR. You're here with Dave and Faisal. Awesome show today. You know, so many questions about economics and the volatility and the headlines and what's coming. Always terrific to have Benny Tall in there. And then you know, Benny is sort of removed from the individual client experience. Not to say that he doesn't travel the country and speak to individuals, but we get that day to day, right, when you're talking to people, to see the emotional reaction that, and you know, the structure and the questions we're getting, really really fantastic. Now, you know, when we were preparing for the show, we often talk a little bit about what, you know, what was sort of the week. What did it hold for you? What kinds of conversations and topics were you having? And we try to see if there was a trend. There was a trend this week, and it was an interesting one, and it wasn't around impeachment, although we had lots of questions about that. It was around, what do I do with my kids?
Yeah.
And
which this week was kind of weird because I had quite a few conversations about
you and me both, right?
What do I do with my kids? And not literally what I do with them,
right?
But I'm in a financial quagmire.
Yeah, for different reasons too, right? But the central theme, so there's, you know, what should you treat your kids equally in every case? That's essentially the question that we were being asked with a whole bunch of, from a whole bunch of different angles, okay. Right? How do I treat my kids? Should it be equal? And does equal mean fair?
Yeah. And so let's take an example. Let's talk about a retired couple.
Mm-hmm.
They are building their legacy bucket, also known as an estate plan.
Yep.
And they are wanting to split their assets between their children when both the parents, the retirees, pass away. And so, simple rule, and I'll give you my father's situation.
Sure.
He's got two kids, my sister and myself. Simple, easy thing for him to do, 50-50.
Right.
Down the line, everybody gets half, leave me alone. Now, what if one of us, my sister or I, have a different circumstance in our life that may require more support,
okay,
financially,
okay,
or in other manner?
Right.
Should the parent put more resources towards that child? And then what? Is that equal anymore?
Right.
Or is that...
It's certainly not equal.
But it could be fair.
But it could be fair. I'll add to that. Client conversation. I see a lot of these with farm transitions now.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some of the family members, the kids, are actively farming and some are not. We've got a very large estate value in land, and less so in other assets.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in that transition? Do you transition the active farm assets, including land, to the children that are actively working it and will create a lifestyle? And or do I give some of that land to the other children that are not working that with a lease back opportunity or something? Because this one's interesting in this respect. Although there might be a very high value if you sold that land off for, say, non-farming purposes or something else, or even to another farmer, it may not have a tremendous amount of income value to it. So by working that farm, perhaps the kids that are working it are making $100,000 or $150,000 each. Right? So from an income perspective, it's worth something very different than it is from a land value perspective.
Correct.
Right? And so it gets interesting and complicated. So what's fair and equal there, right? And what's the family dynamic that comes out of it if the non-farm focused people...
If it wasn't equal.
Yeah.
If it was considered fair. And what kind of conversations do you have in advance if you do it at all?
Right.
So it the complexity just went up there.
Let me add another one.
Okay.
Just one more because there was a whole bunch of them this week.
Okay.
It was crazy.
You too, eh?
Okay, right. Yeah. What if you have... You alluded to this in a slightly different way. What if we have, I've got kids, and some of those kids have special needs,
mm-hmm,
and some don't, right? There could be a tremendous amount of time, energy, and effort and money put towards the kids that have special needs.
Yes.
Right? Which is, you know, is time, energy, and money taken away from the child that doesn't have special needs. Right?
Yes.
So dealing with a family situation about, gosh, we feel we want to take care of one child that doesn't have the special needs because we have had to commit so much to the special needs kids, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the family dynamic there? What's fair and equal? I don't know.
Challenge.
I don't know what the answer to that is,
right? It comes down to values. It comes down to what do you want to see at the end of the road,
right,
at the end of the day? I'll throw one at you now. I've got two kids.
Yep.
They are 3 years apart, but in school they're 4 grades apart.
Right.
Okay. Let's fast forward, and my eldest is going to university.
Right.
Okay. And the money that I've saved in my RESP is just enough to cover my eldest 4 years in university.
Right.
But I have what's called a family plan that both children can benefit from, mm-hmm, the plan. So what do you do?
Right.
Do you slice it down the middle and give half to one child and half to the other? And what if the younger one 4 years later doesn't go, or mm-hmm, it's the unknown, right, of the younger child. So what do you do? Do you put all your resources in that RESP to your elder child who's going? These are real life situations that go on.
Yeah.
You know, this is the exact case where, yeah, we have with one of our clients, and they have a limited amount of money that they've put aside for the education. So now they're looking at, do I take money from my retirement,
right,
to make it equal?
Or do I just split it 50-50 and those are the resources available, yeah, to you? And children, you're on the hook for the rest of it.
Correct.
Right.
And then how do you feel about that?
Right.
Right. So it's challenging when you start to think about what you want for your children.
Right.
And your heart will lead one way. Your mind may push you in a different direction.
And if you're a couple, you could have very, very different views. On what should happen. This is the complicated stuff. And so it was an interesting week when we started talking about all these things. And we're following through many of these examples right now. So I'm not sure we have answers to share with anybody at this particular point. But we did want to raise it as the complication of this stage of life we call retirement. Because, you know, we're talking about total wealth here. It's not about stocks and bonds. Like, this conversation isn't necessarily about stocks and bonds.
It's not about investments, no.
Right. It's about a total wealth, because, yeah, there's all kinds of things that people own. And it's also about family dynamics.
It's totally about family.
Right.
This whole thing is about family.
Right.
When you're dealing with your children's post-secondary education, or you're dealing with passing money on to your children, it's about the family.
Yeah.
And that's where you need to sit down and literally write down what you want first.
Yeah.
What's the ideal scenario?
So then work
backwards.
Yeah. In legacy planning in particular, and I do lots of this work for our clients on our team, we start with just that open narrative, the conversation. Just the conversation. Tell me about your family. Tell me about the kids. Tell me about the relationship.
Yep.
Tell me about the relationship they have with their spouses and interspouse relationships.
But did you notice one thing you said? Mm. You sit down with them and you go through that.
Yeah.
You are pretty much turning into a coach with
them.
Well,
in many cases, that's what it is, right? Because it's hard often to drag it out. And sometimes, there's some contentious points amongst parents, but they haven't talked about it because it's contentious, right? You got to bring that stuff out.
Yeah.
And there are solutions, right? Sometimes it requires some hard decisions. But you're right, that coach, right? None of the conversation early on in that,
yeah,
deals with assets.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
And as retirement experts, the beautiful thing about working in these types of scenarios, cases, and so forth, is that we give an objective point of view.
Right.
We listen to what the desires and needs and wants are of our clients. And then we start to brainstorm and come up with different ideas and different strategies and,
right,
you know, and then present them with pros and cons.
Right.
And then the family can choose what's best for them.
Right.
They get to go through a process.
Right.
And I think that's what's missing. Most people just go and get their legal documents prepared, will, power of attorney, personal care directive. And when they're doing that, they're not having a strategy conversation. They're having a legal document conversation.
Right. Well, and it's not even, let's take strategy out, because that almost sounds businessy, legal as well.
Yeah.
Talk about the gift. Right. This is what I find. Let's talk about the gift that you want to leave behind.
Beautiful.
And I've never had anybody sit in front of me and say, I want to leave a legal mess and a breakdown of the family dynamics. I want to make sure all the siblings hate each other. Nobody's ever said that.
Yep.
Okay. So start with the gift. This is what it is. You've made more in your life. You've accumulated more assets, and you're going to gift it to somebody or, you know, some a charity.
And that's the same thing with education planning.
Absolutely.
You're giving a gift for future education.
Absolutely.
Right. And so it's the same concept. Like I like that. You're giving a gift.
Right.
How do you want it? What's the outcome you want? And then let's
go backwards. Okay, we got to wrap it up. Let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar because the legacy is part of it.
Absolutely. Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Talk to you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.